Welcome back, Eric.
Love may be one of the most familiar experiences in human life, yet it remains surprisingly difficult to define. We use the same word for romantic desire, lifelong partnership, friendship, family bonds, compassion, devotion, and even our attachment to places, activities, or ideas. These forms overlap, but they are not identical. And that is precisely what makes love worth examining. At the emotional level, love can feel like warmth, longing, safety, excitement, vulnerability, or grief. Sometimes several of those feelings arrive together. Love can steady us, but it can also unsettle us by making another person's presence and well-being matter deeply. Biology adds another layer. Attraction, bonding, pleasure, stress, and attachment involve networks throughout the brain and body. Chemical messengers help shape these experiences, but biology does not reduce love to a formula. Our histories, expectations, cultures, and choices all influence how affection is expressed and understood.
Philosophy asks broader questions. Is love mainly a feeling that happens to us, a virtue we cultivate, a commitment we choose, or a way of recognizing another person's value? Different traditions have emphasized desire, friendship, care, self-giving, and shared flourishing. These perspectives can help us distinguish loving someone from idealizing them, possessing them, or merely depending on them.
Then there is the relational dimension, what love looks like in practice. Affection alone does not automatically produce trust, honesty, compatibility, or skillful communication.
Healthy relationships usually require attention, boundaries, repair after conflict, and room for each person to remain an individual.
Passion may fluctuate, while care and commitment can be reinforced through repeated actions.
Love is therefore both deeply personal and broadly human. Like a practiced athletic response, it may contain spontaneous feeling alongside habits developed over time.
Understanding those layers can help us speak more precisely about what we seek, what we offer, and what sustains connection.
So as we begin, consider one deceptively simple question. When you say that you love someone, are you naming an emotion, describing a bond, making a promise, or doing all three at once?